No one will argue it has been a dismal ski season, so far. But some late February snowstorms appear set to offer some relief. Whistler woke up to more than 30 centimeters of fresh snow on Wednesday, February 28, while some estimates predicted up to 80 centimeters, this week. Whether or not that comes to fruition, just reading the words, snowfall warning, is a welcome, emotional bomb in the rainy winter of 2023-24. So here's one more for good measure. Tuck it in your back pocket and pull it out the next time you're feeling down. Snowfall warning. As of February 29, Whistler Blackcomb had a base depth of up to 154 centimeters, up from the 143 centimeters measured at the beginning of the month, but still well off track what would be considered normal. The latest snow survey and water supply bulletin for the province won't be posted until March 8, but as of early February, the provincial snowpack was at about 61% of normal, compared to about 79% the year prior. In the Lower Fraser Basin, which includes Whistler, the snowbasin index was just 47% of normal, compared to 71% at the same time last year. Here's a look at conditions in ski resorts near and far as February comes to a close. Neighborly Instincts. According to onthesnow.com, just three BC ski areas were reportedly 100% open as of February 27, Big White, Powder King and Whitewater Ski Resort. As for who's hoarding all the snow, a handful of BC resorts were reporting base depths of more than 175 centimeters as of February 27, Fernie Alpine, up to 203 centimeters, Big White, 193 centimeters, Revelstoke, 193 centimeters, Silver Star, 178 centimeters, and Powder King, up to 175 centimeters. Not to be outdone, visitors to Kicking Horse's website on February 26 were greeted with an unmissable banner ad touting some recent, monster, snowfall, 30 centimeters in the last 24 hours. Kicking Horse had a base depth of about 160 centimeters on February 27, with 102 of 129 trails open and 4 out of 5 lifts operating. While some ski areas are closed or not opening at all this year, like Mount Timothy Recreational Resort in Lac La Hache, north of Kamloops, a smaller operation near Terrace is hoping to offer a lift to dejected BC skiers. Shames Mountain Ski Area is reportedly giving a free lift ticket to skiers with passes to Shuttered Hills. There's been a number of ski hills, some in the north here, that have been shut down. Some only got to operate a handful of days, so those pass holders paid to ski and can't ski, Christian Theberge, general manager at Shames Mountain, told CBC News. Lending a hand to our neighbors is a really good gesture. The industry on the whole needs a bit of a boost. Looking south? South of the border, officials at several Colorado resorts were warning of a massive, impending snow dump this week, with up to a foot of fresh powder expected in some areas. According to the Vail Daily, a winter storm warning was expected to deliver up to 50 centimeters in the central Colorado mountains, where Vail and Beaver Creek ski areas lie. Beaver Creek had a base depth of about 150 centimeters as of February 26, while Vail had a base of about 157 centimeters. Both resorts are reportedly 100% open. It's not all water and worry, as some resorts are still posting new snowfall records. On February 23, Park City Mountain announced February 2024 was the snowiest February on record for the resort, with 259 centimeters of snow falling in the month. A winter storm warning in effect for that area early this week predicted an additional 50 centimeters. Around the world, looking internationally, North America was finally starting to find its snowfall groove in late February, with its resorts dominating the charts for expected worldwide snowfall for the 3 days beginning February 27. According to snow-forecast.com, Sasquatch Mountain Resort was number one on February 27, with 109 centimeters expected, followed by Hurricane Ridge, 109 centimeters, Mount Baker, 101 centimeters, Whistler Blackcomb, 75 centimeters, and Crystal Mountain, 73 centimeters.